Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And this morning, we're kind of doing an evaluation of LSU head football coach Brian Kelly. A lot of fans not only disappointed with the investment LSU has made and the return that they have gotten so far, but also about he's not a likable guy. He's not the kind of coach that can really get into the cuisine and the food and the culture of Louisiana. And because of that, they don't like him. But then, you know, I've got both sides of it here. It's kind of like 50-50. Some people don't care. All that they say is about the W's and the L's is all that matters. And another one says, are you kidding me? Coaching is 7 days a week. Very stressful. LSU fans want too much. They're not happy if they can't find fault with a coach. And the players need a strong leader. Sure, he's going to get mad if things are not being executed. We've invited some of our sports analysts to comment on this. Mike Dettillier joins us now, the host of WWL Sports Talk and also the host of the LSU pregame show with Herb Tyler. Hey, Mike, long time no talk. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Don. Great to talk to you again.
Yeah, I really enjoy that pregame show you and Herb do. You got a special kind of insight to the sport. Tell me, so far, your evaluation of Brian Kelly. Is he a likable guy? Are LSU fans expecting too much? Is he not living up to as advertised? What do you think?
Well, when they're paying you $10 million a year, they want you to win. This is a bottom-line business. It doesn't make a difference if you likable, unlikable. You got to win. And, you know, this is a program, you know, over the last, 25 years that have had three national championship coaches. Okay, with Nick Saban, Les Miles, and Coach Ogeron. So, you know, that's what's expected. Man, 8 or 9 wins? What? I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about you getting into the SEC championship game. Now you getting into the top 12, into the playoff situation. So it's all about winning. This is a business. You can say it's, you know, intercollegiate sports, but it's about winning now. You know, with all this money coming in, It changed everything. It changed the whole rules and stuff. But, you know, I've been told by people that I was familiar with in Notre Dame, hey, Brian Kelly's not a warm, fuzzy guy, okay, that get ready. And he's going to have some explosive press conferences at times. And it took him a little while, and then finally it kind of snapped over the last year or so. But, you know, it's all about winning. And people forget about it, but there's a lot of pressure on coaches across America with the amount of money coming in now with new ways to rebuild your team through the transfer portal, NIL. And Don, I'm telling you, there are now multi-billionaires getting involved in sports and having great say on programs. Cody Campbell, a former Texas Tech football player, who is a multi-billionaire, he's made it known, I'll do what I have to do to put Texas Tech on the football map and Texas Tech on the athletic map. $50 million he gave the school last year. $50 million. You know, you look at Larry Ellison from Oracle, is involved in Michigan's program tremendously. Phil Knight with Nike in Oregon, And, you know, we've had people on during the time of Manning camp who were involved at University of Oregon, made it plain and simple that Phil Knight told him, hey, whatever you need from me financially, you let me know and I'll cut you the check. There are people like that with great power behind the scenes. And if they say, hey, I don't like this coach, guess what?
Yeah.
That coach is unemployed.
Absolutely.
He's not coaching there.
Yeah.
That's the way of the world. Oh, bring it back to my dad, my grandpa's world. Okay. You're not – them days is gone forever. You are now adjusting to the new world of college athletics, which every day, I'll be honest with you, it mirrors pro sports. More and more every day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, with the portal and with an NIL, if the coaches that cannot adjust to the new way of doing business in college football, they will not be successful. I would think Nick Saban would have never enjoyed the success he had if he had to deal with those things.
That's why he's not coaching.
Exactly. That's what he said.
Come on, because Nick understood that it changed. He had his run. I think he does a great job on TV. I'll be honest, I'm shocked at that, of how good he is on television. He's a natural for it. I knew he'd always be prepared. But how he was able to present things, I think, is really, really good television-wise. And you don't have all this hassle. You don't have that around you. I remember this was many years ago when Buddy Deet was doing Sports Talk. We had John Madden on, and you know, John had left at a very young age coaching to do television. He felt he had burned out on the game, and then you know, his deal is, when I wake up Monday morning, I'm not upset about what happened Sunday, okay? And it doesn't sort of eat away at me and having to deal with, you know, a changing generation of how to relate to them, how to relate to other people. And he worked for Al Davis. Al wasn't the easiest guy in the world to work for. And now we are seeing the Al Davises of college athletics. There are a lot of them out there. And, you know, you look at LSU, they had, and one of the things with Brian Kelly, he didn't embrace name, image, likeness, transfer portal. He didn't embrace that at first. And I remember a press conference, Charlie Long and I, we listened to, and I'm like, he done lost his damn mind if he thinks that he can build this through, you know, just high school recruits. He can't do that today. Well, within a year, he had totally flipped, and his deal was, are we going to be aggressive? And they were. They were very aggressive in the transfer portal. So there was a lot of expectations coming into this season. You had been heavily involved money-wise in name, image, likeness. You spent a lot of money to keep your quarterback for another year in Garrett Nussmeier. Harold Perkins could have come out for the NFL draft or transferred. He stayed at LSU and got his knee right. But you went out and got a bunch of transfer guys, and it is shown on defense. Your defense is totally different from the last couple years, where they were absolutely awful on defense. Now you've got a respectable defense, and then I knew it before the season. When you lose four of your five starting offensive linemen, and you weren't a great offensive line last year despite that, you running the ball, you weren't a physical unit, you're going to have troubles there. That has really kind of reared its ugly head, and the injury to Nussmeier certainly doesn't help. He's not the same guy as he was a year ago because of that upper body injury. Hey, as the coach, you got to take the credit when sometimes it's not right, and you got to take the blame. And so a lot of people are pointing that finger. Hey, it's year four for you. You're supposed to have us, you know, in a spot. If I'd have told you before the year started, you can only have one loss as you're into October. I think most people would have said, okay, that loss is Clemson, and then we roll through. You still got one loss, but it wasn't to Clemson. It was to Ole Miss. And so that's why it still is bitter. And then last weekend, you saw they had some semblance of offensively that looked better, but fumble, interception, turnovers, not converting certain third down plays that was maddening. And now you play a sneaky good Vanderbilt team. First time in 1948 was the last time Vanderbilt was favorite over LSU. You and I wasn't on the radio back then either.
No, not by a long shot. Mike, I tell you, you know, one of the things that I think turned a lot of fans against Brian Kelly when he looked him in the face at that press conference, said, you LSU fans are spoiled. I don't think they liked hearing that. But, hey, he tells the truth. He calls out when it's a player. He calls out a coach when it's a coach, and maybe he should call out the fans. But then again, given the amount of money he's got, the deal LSU gave him, maybe we should expect more from him.
There's no question, okay? You can say fans are spoiled, and to a certain extent, that's true. But that's not your place to say it, okay? We're expecting you for $10 million to win more games than you have. That's what the fans' response back is. Hey, and I'm giving money to LSU, you know, for a lot of them, and some of them, you know, it's tight for money, and they're giving it. For some people, they can give a lot of money to LSU. That deal is, I expect more from you. You think that we spoiled.
You're spoiled.
We think you a spoiled coach.
Exactly. Mike, I got to run. Man, great comments, and I always appreciate your thoughts. And keep up the great work on the Sports Talk program. We really enjoy it.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right. There he goes, Mike Dettillier. All right, after this next break, we'll close it out with Jeff Palermo, Louisiana Radio Network News and Sports Director, and also the WWL.com LSU columnist. Get his take on Coach Brian Kelly. Is he likable? Does that matter? And is LSU getting what they paid for? We're back right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.